the whole universe is included. Making known to us the secret of His will, in accord with His delight, which He purposed in Him, to have an administration of the complement of the eras, to head up all in the Christ, both that in the heavens and that on the earth, in Him in whom our lot was cast also, being designated beforehand according to the purpose of the One who is operating all in accord with the counsel of His will. Ephesians 1:9-11, Concordant Literal Version. In his book, The Gospel of God's Reconciliation of All in Christ, on page 24, E.F. Stroder declares, "Again we hear with clarity what goal God has set for himself in this Council of the Aeons, to bring everything that is in heaven and on earth under one head in Christ. The Father has decreed and promised his first begotten Son, the Christ, the one anointed with the Spirit, of whom all Scripture testifies, a position at the head of the entire created universe, which excludes any resistance or objection against the Son, whether this be in heaven or on earth." Note also that the plain language of Scripture, according to its simple statements, includes the entire universe. If in the very first verse of the Bible it is written, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth," then surely believers cannot entertain the idea of creatures not being included in this expression, heaven and earth, whether they be lifeless or living beings, humans or angels. Moreover, it is generally a good rule that an expression often used in Scripture can be interpreted best if used in the same sense as it was when it appeared for the first time.